This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
When did you accidentally see someone else's goods or expose your own? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Going on, my guys?
How are you, sir?
I'm good. And I got to be honest, lately, I've been on a health journey, and I realized that salad has not been my best friend lately. It's been just running right through me. A little bit of TMI on this story. All right. So get this. Last week, about Wednesday, I kid you
not. No, it's just funny the way you set it up, because most people are like, you know, I found I really like salad. You're like, it ain't helping. Hey, look, man, and I'm not a salad fan. I hate vegetables. I understand their intrinsic value health-wise, but part of the good thing about things running through you is that it cleans some crap out of you that probably doesn't need to be there. Man, if I ate a salad, I'd probably be on the toilet for a year and a half.
Yeah, and adding a poppy drink with that, it just doesn't make anything any better. So Tuesday night last week, we had a Chipotle for dinner. It's not the best option, but I don't get too many things on there. But I packed it with, you know, salad. So, hey, might as well get the best out of it, right? And so that was my dinner. The next morning, I only live like 10 minutes away from my jiu-jitsu gym. The next morning, I go to morning class. And I'm about the first one that shows up because, obviously, I've got to work right afterwards. And so, I really know. They got, like, we got water fountains. Or we got a stationary area, bathroom stuff. We can just clean ourselves afterwards. So, I'm not too worried about getting sweaty before work. But I threw on all my jiu-jitsu stuff. It was my full gi was on. And then I had my work clothes sitting in my trunk. And I'm just waiting for class, right? I think I showed up about, like, 30 minutes early. And I'm just probably, I was smoking in my car, right? Just getting on that marijuana. And so.
Yeah, stone jiu-jitsu. It's a new thing.
Dude, it is the
You'd
best.
Be shocked.
But what happened was my stomach dropped so bad, and it was game on. Either take the 10-minute, maybe push it to 15-minute trip back home, which I probably wasn't going to make it. Or I could have just roamed the area and looked for a bathroom, which our gym is pretty secluded. It's next to a church and it's next to another business. And then beyond that, there's a lot of construction going on for an apartment being built. So I figured, let me go ask the people who are open if I can go and use their bathroom as fast as I can. And none of them were there. And so I'm starting to freak out. I'm sweating. And I see this, like, fence that's just been put up recently, and it has, like, tarp running through it. And so I figure, oh, my God, this is my best bet, right? I said, there's nobody around. And I said, this is my best bet right now. So I whoop my car around as fast as I can, and I'm, like, just stationary. And I post my back up against this fence. And I had to take my gi off because my gi on and then my spandex boxers underneath. And so I just took my gi pant off, so I'm one leg out, and it's just full, like, and then my gi top was off, too. So I'm just, like, a full naked person around like 9 in the morning, secluded in this back area, posted on this fence, just letting it out. Right? And I was like, oh, my God, dude. I'm hearing, like, the fence starting to move, and I said, you got to be kidding me, because I thought it was me, right? But I was like, I'm not putting that much pressure on it. The goddamn whole entire fence starts coming down, and there's a gang of freaking construction workers waiting behind it, and they all start going crazy. There, I'm hearing laughter, a bunch of, it was the most insane. I'm trying to, like, I said, oh, my God. I'm, like, picking up my D-pants, and then I haul ass to my car. Oh, it was so bad, dude. They were just, like, I turn around. I could just get a glimpse of about, like, 8 people with their hands out just all laughing, like, oh, my God. It was, like, the most insane. I said, oh,
well, lay off the salad, you know?
Hey, you brought up that you're on a, quote, health journey. What inspired this health journey that you were not enjoying?
Well, I mean, I do jiu-jitsu a lot, so, like, I'm trying to, like, balance my eating. I realized, like, my eating wasn't helping, and, like, I just was eating, like, bad, so... Like, the night before, like let's say, like, I have a dinner, it would just be heavy, and then I would go to class, and I just was, like, I don't know, man, I just was not performing well, and I realized if you're going to be trying to run, like, a good car, you need to put good quality, you know, stuff in it, so I was, like, I got to change my diet, and then, plus, I went to the hospital for an injury, and they said, dude, your heart rate...
Okay, yeah, that'll do it, too. Are you getting any more used to the salads now? Like, is your body adjusting to what you're putting in it, or are you still just blowing it out?
Oh, man, I try to go vary from different things, but I like to, like, have a lot of vegetables with it. And so it's just mainly, like, the salad. Once it's, like, a main salad course meal or salad is just a part of it, I said, look to my wife, I said, dude, I think I'm allergic to salad. She's like, nobody's allergic to salad.
I'm telling you right now, if you think that runs through you, don't eat kale.
I was going to ask you,
don't have time. Kale does not.
When did people jump on the kale wagon? Because, again, keep in mind, for decades, man, Pizza Hut was the number one buyer of kale. I want to say they bought like 90% of all the available kale, because when people still went to the restaurant, that's the leaf they used to cover like their ice baths, you know, where they kept your toppings and all that kind of thing.
It was their salad bar.
So they used
kale
leaves.
Remember, the kale was just in between the bowls of toppings and the lettuce you liked.
But nobody ever, I never heard anyone say, man, I should just eat that. And then what was it, maybe 10 years ago,
15 years ago?
Something happened where like everyone I knew all of a sudden was like, yo, man, kale salad, that's the way to go.
It became like the new hot food. It was like, it's so much healthier, this and that. And then we found out it wasn't that much healthier.
But
like, to me, it just tastes awful.
That's what I heard from a lot of people.
It runs through you so quick.
So it's not just mild, it's not just you. Like, kale goes through you.
And it's bitter.
Is it?
Yeah. I've had this argument with people. Some people are like, well, I just don't care for... I mean, look, anything you could prepare a certain way that'll be better.
Sure. Deep fry it. That's what I
said. Yeah, but like... Starbucks used to have those kale salads, and I'd get them. And I mean, I couldn't make it past like 3:30 without being like, I gotta go poop.
I think arugula is second on that list.
But I like arugula.
I like too. And then spinach. They're probably
it's peppery.
They're tied.
When did you accidentally see someone else's goods or expose your own? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how's it going, boys?
Hola.
Hey. So my wife and I were down in Puerto Rico. We had just landed, got off the flight, got a margarita, hot tub's looking open, and we walked down there, and there's a couple bigger gals sitting in the hot tub. I noticed they're, you know, kind of up on the edge. It's like, maybe the water's hot in the hot tub. You know, it's like 90 degrees out in Puerto Rico, so we just kind of cruise down there, and I sit, you know, just kind of put my knees in the hot tub and enjoy my adult beverage, and my wife pokes me on the side, and she's like, dude, look over here. And I look to my right, and this gal has got her.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Well, her downstairs swim trunks had washed away, basically.
Or did she not know it?
They're definitely to the side. No, she's kind of a, you know, like I said, a bigger gal. And she doesn't, she can't see it. Thing is just hanging out. It's like, oh my God, free drinks. I know it's all inclusive, but I want the next one. Right.
Did you, how long did you hang in the hot tub? Or was that enough to chase you out of there?
We were there the whole time. We never said anything. I just kind of got a chuckle. I, you know, kind of spit the margarita back in the straw for a second. Yeah. And,
what's the protocol on that?
Let her tan it up.
Yeah, I mean, do you tell, you know, someone has, you know, the flies down.
Let her tan it up.
You know, a complete stranger. You go, hey, man, your fly's down.
Jesus.
You got something in your teeth? You say, man, you got something in your teeth. Complete stranger. It's a woman. As he said, it is. It's been pushed to the side, so to speak. So it's peeking out at you to say,
yeah,
ma'am, I don't want you to be uncomfortable, but, well, I can see your vagina. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, it's moved to the side. I don't know. We, man, a friend of mine was house-sitting.
Ever seen the Flaming Lips? They're great live, man.
A friend of mine, she was a waitress at the restaurant I worked at, and she's house-sitting for someone. It's back in Baltimore. And she's like, hey, man, look, they have a rooftop hot tub. So after work, let's all go over there. We'll hang out in the hot tub. We're like, hell yeah. So none of us knew that that was going to be the plan when we went to work. So everyone just got in naked, right? And everyone was this one blonde chick. Not a real blonde. Didn't know until then, but it was no big deal.
You could tell.
Everyone's just drinking. We're having a decent time. And yeah, everyone's naked, but it actually wasn't weird, right? Everyone's just real chill. Until the homeowner showed up. So I guess they were supposed to be out of town like two more days. And at this point, it has to be 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning because, you know, we close the restaurant late. And I remember these people, they opened the door, were on their balcony and their roof. And I've never met these people. I don't know them. So the door opens and a bunch of us are like, hey. So the chick, Misty, who's been house-sitting for them, she's the only one that looks mortified. And I mean, within a billionth of a second, we all understood, like, oh, no, this is the homeowner. Now, again, we had not wrecked our house. We were only drinking our own booze. You know, no one did anything bad other than be naked without being asked to be in our hot tub. So it got real quiet. They basically looked at us for a second. They kind of looked at Misty. And you could tell they were saying, Misty, we would like to speak to you without saying those words. So she gets out, gets dressed. We all just scramble out. Everyone towels off, gets dressed. Well, it's a Baltimore row home, so all the staircases are very, very narrow. They're having a conversation with her on the staircase. So we had to single file walk by these people. So,
oh.
Right. So it's, and look, they, all things being equal, they were cool. They did not yell at us. They did not give us any grief. But you could see on their face, like,
those stairwells suck.
We don't know you, and you're in our home. I think that was the, mm-hmm. the bigger issue. And but I just remember walking by. The woman was talking to Misty, but the husband is kind of waiting three stairs down, and you had to walk by him, man. And no one wanted to make eye contact with him, but you could feel his eyes just burning into your head, man. And so we see Misty the next day at work. We're like, yo, how did that go? She's like, not great. She's like, they are not pleased. They were thankful that we were responsible.
Right.
You know, we didn't break anything. We're not like blasting her stereo or anything like that. But I would not be house sitting for them again. We're like, I could see
Bummer.
I could see that.
Yeah.
And we're all naked.
You have somebody house sit, you're like, all right, they're probably going to do more than
something,
they said.
Sure.
But, yeah, that would be shocking to come home and there's five people you don't know.
3:30 in the morning, though, and yeah, we're all naked.
Like, come on, dude.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.